Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. Always great to spend time with you. I'm Valerie Smaldone. I recently was traveling. I was in California for a few days, and then I went to Germany for a few days. And I had a really fabulous hotel experience in every place that I went. But it's not always like that. You know the times that you show up someplace and it never looks like the picture online? Well, there's a way to get around that, and that's going to Oyster.com. And Oyster.com is this really cool hotel tell-all website. Kelsey Blodgett is executive editor of Oyster.com. Kelsey has some huge job. She oversees the site's hotel review coverage and travel stories. She's responsible for hiring and training all the editorial employees and has been published by USA Today, ABC News, Fox News Travel, Business Insider, HuffPost, and many others. Hey, Kelsey, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for the kind intro.
It's a very comprehensive website, and it covers every category you can imagine, like spa hotels, boutique hotels, beach hotels, and much more. Tell me how this website came to be.
Absolutely. Well, we were founded in June 2009 is when the website first went live to the world. And we've been aggressively covering hotels all around the world to really show people exactly what they're going to get before they arrive. So our investigators take really honest, comprehensive imagery of every property, and we publish journalistic expert reviews so that there's no ugly surprises when you show up. And I think a lot of us have been in that position where we show up and the room is tiny or the bathroom is dirty, the view is of a brick wall and not of the ocean. You know, those are pretty common things. And when you only get, you know, a couple weeks a year to go on vacation, of course you want it to be perfect. So we're trying to take some of the guesswork out and really help people have the best vacation that they can have.
So walk me through the process of booking a vacation. Here I am at my computer. I plan to go to Las Vegas, say, in September. And my natural inclination is to go to one of the booking websites like Hotel.com or one of those, right? You can't book through your site. Is that correct?
So what we have on Oyster is we allow you to compare prices from booking engines all over the web. So not only can you research your hotel on Oyster and find out exactly what you're going to get, we can help you get the best price as well. So actually, I would, of course, recommend going to Oyster first. So you just type in Las Vegas. You'll get hundreds of reviews of Las Vegas hotels and hundreds of really high quality photos of every single hotel that we cover. So you'll see a single room. We might have over 100 photos of that room. So it's not like on the hotel website where you get just the perfect angle making it look great. We actually show you every nook and cranny. And so then you can read our reviews, look at our award lists for Las Vegas, find out which are the best for luxury, the best for boutiques. And once you've made your decision, we'll show you the price from Expedia for your dates, the price from hotels.com, and you can click off to book there and know that you're getting the best price.
So you can just click through to those particular sites.
Exactly.
This is a lot of back-end preparation to create this matrix of information. This is a lot of work.
Yes, we stay very busy.
And I love one of the things on this site that's very unique that I have not seen before is photo fakeouts, which is a perfect idea because when you see these luxurious, gorgeous locations with a perfect pool and everybody's so beautiful and the sky is gorgeous, and then you actually go to the hotel and it's right by the airport or there's construction going on, it's a very different experience.
Yes, that series is really popular for us. And I think it's because it's so relatable. A lot of us have gone to the hotel website and it just looked perfect. And there's a lot of techniques that marketers use that can be somewhat deceiving, ranging from artful cropping to staging to outright photoshopping and lying. And we've seen all of that. And so when we went out to take our own photos, we discovered how different the reality often was. And so we felt obligated to show our consumers how different the truth can be so that they can be aware of that when they're out there on the web and that they can be wary and not book something that ends up being very different.
I'm listening to you and looking at your site at the same time, and there's one talking about Vegas. It's naked women basically on their stomachs with a lot showing. which is what the hotel is sending out, versus what looks like a very dirty pool.
Yes, that's a marketing technique we call the sexy lady phenomenon. So a lot of marketers, you put beautiful models in the photo, you don't show any other guests. And of course, you get the perception that this pool is serene and it's somewhere that beautiful people hang out. And a lot of times we go there and we'll find that the pool is small or it's dirty or it's overrun with hundreds of guests. We've seen all of those things happen. So just keep in mind, obviously, the hotel is going to show one specific perspective that might not be the reality.
So, Kelsey, in managing this website and all the different people that are contributing, how does it work? How do you vet the people who are actually going to these hotels and writing about them?
That's a great question. So the short answer is that we hire professional photographers and journalists, and we have a really in-depth methodology that we've developed over covering thousands of hotels, and we train everyone that we hire in that methodology so that we're getting a really consistent experience across the site. And, you know, our investigators know exactly what to look for when they go to these hotels.
Are you seeking people to contribute?
We are pretty much always hiring because we're covering 1,000 hotels every month. So a lot of times we're hiring in the specific country we want to hire. Sometimes we're hiring in New York and we're going to fly you there. So, you know, jobs.oyster.com, definitely keep an eye out.
Let's go to when this whole concept began, because it is a great idea. And it does help people to have a much better travel experience. Were you involved with the early stages of creating this website?
I have been at Oyster almost since the beginning. I was not one of the co-founders, but I was an early employee. The co-founders started the site because they had a very bad vacation experience. They went to Alaska, and the hotel was nothing like they expected, and they realized there wasn't one website you could go to and reliably find out exactly what you were going to get before you arrived. And so that was how Oyster.com was born. And since then, we've grown. You know, when we first launched the website in 2009, we had about 1,000 hotels. Today, we have over 20,000 in countries all over the world. So it's really, there's very few places we haven't been yet. So you can really find what you're looking for.
What kind of engagement do you have? Would you, you know, share some of the metrics for Oyster?
Yeah, we've been growing. Our traffic has been growing really rapidly. It ranges, you know, around 2 million unique visitors a month is about average. Some months can be higher than that, especially in the cold, cold winters. We see really big traffic spikes. Everyone wants to get away. So yeah, it's every year it's been growing rapidly. And not just our US audience, but we've actually been seeing an increase in our international audience around the world as well.
So how do you market Oyster.com? How do people know about you?
That's a great question. Luckily, we've had a lot of people finding us organically just through searching on the internet, but we also, you know, are growing our social media channels. We do interviews like this one to get the word out. So, you know, it's been happening slowly but surely. And, you know, we're going to probably start to do a little more advertising as well in the coming year.
And now this is a free site, so anybody can partake and get all this information.
Absolutely. It's a 100% free editorial website. We just want to help you research to find the best vacation.
I have to ask this business question. I hope you don't mind, but how do you monetize this?
Great question. So as I mentioned before, we help you shop to find the best price. So when you find the best price and you click off to Expedia or whatever site that you choose, we get paid for providing that customer to that site.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we take pride in that we really maintain our editorial perspective. We're not selling the hotel to you at all. In fact, we're, you know, we tell you the cons of every hotel. The hotels don't always love the photos that we take because they're a little too honest sometimes for their preference. But, you know, of course, when you're done researching, we want to help you complete the whole process. We don't want you to have to go somewhere else to do that. So, I mean, we want you to compare the prices right there, and then you can go book. So We don't want to make it too complicated for you.
I'm so happy to learn about this site because I spend far too much time researching on numerous websites, trying to figure everything out myself, and I think you've done all the work for me.
That's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to do all the legwork to make it a really easy, seamless shopping experience.
Thank you, Kelsey. This is terrific. The site is beautiful. It's clean. It's easy to navigate. And it is well differentiated, whether you want to go for a food travel trip or a pet-friendly hotel or look at beautiful decor. It's all there. So very well done. Kelsey, continued success to you.
Thank you so much, Valerie.
It's Valerie Smaldone along with Kelsey Blodgett, editor at oyster.com, the hotel tell-all. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the number one predictor of your child's success? Well, you know, if I get asked this question one time, I get it over and over and over. Here's the answer and the developmental science of it. Would you say that the school system is the number one predictor of your child's success? Well, it's important, but wrong. It's not number one. What about your church or synagogue? Makes sense, but once again, not the best predictor. What about a drug-free environment? Well, maybe in a perfect world, and we don't have one. What is the number one predictor of your child's success? It's you, the parent. What's the cheap psychological trick? It's the little things you do, like being there, talking to them, encouraging them, advising them, feeding them, disciplining them, and of course, loving them. It creates success. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Kathy purchased a used vacuum cleaner in a front lawn yard sale. She couldn't plug it in to try it, but the owner told her it ran like new. When she got home, though, it didn't work at all. Isn't there a general assumption that the stuff you buy at a garage sale is at your own risk? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
It doesn't matter whether the vacuum was sold at a garage sale or a store. When you receive a warranty from a seller, you are being led to believe the product works. There are several consumer protection laws which guarantee that Kathy will get her money back. And that's the final verdict.